Topic number three. Today, Fordham released a survey of Ohio superintendents. Mike, what were the findings? And then, guys, what do they mean?
All right. So interesting findings. This survey by Steve Farkas and Duffett, very excellent survey researchers, looked at how superintendents in Ohio feel about both the collective bargaining stuff going on, the budget cuts, other flexibilities they need. The basic storyline is they're saying, hey, we desperately need more flexibility. If we're going to get through this financial crisis, we need more flexibility, especially over our staff. They support changes to collective bargaining. They're saying that is killing them, and that they want to have more flexibility in how they manage the personnel. Now, this is what they say to survey researchers behind closed doors anonymously. It is similar to what our team will hear when they talk to these folks behind closed doors, but very few of these superintendents have been willing to come right out and say it out loud at a school board meeting or in the state legislature.
Yeah. the timidity and the lack of leadership shown by school boards and superintendents on this stuff has been astonishing, right? I mean, superintendents have rarely gone to the table and insisted that when they renegotiate contracts, that they earn this flexibility. Few superintendents have gone to their school boards, either upon being hired or when considering contracts, to really make the issue to fight for it. In Wisconsin, we see the Superintendents Association bad-mouthing and poor-mouthing the savings from benefits, saying, well, yes, we're hugely cash-strapped and we say we need more money, but we're not really going to save that much off pensions and health care, and it's going to create a fuss. So
don't they get those same pensions and health care?
Actually, you know what? So there's two interesting things here, right? One is a degree to which the management is actually on the same side as labor when we're dealing with these things. But the second thing is, realistically, from their perspective, you know, they can say that they'd like savings, but they really just want is more free money. They don't want to have to do anything unpleasant.
All right. Well, what we did ask in this survey is we did push on that a little bit and said, you know, look, which is more important, more money or more flexibility? And they were very clear. They said more flexibility.
So how often in, you know, since you guys have been actively engaged in Ohio, which is more than a decade,
right,
have we seen the, school administrators really going to Columbus,
right,
and banging the table and fighting hard for,
right,
flexibility?
Yeah,
how often has that happened? How often has it happened, though?
Well, it's happened a couple weeks ago for the first time ever.
But never prior to that.
That's right. And so, you know, a couple of superintendents did stand up at the hearing for the Senate Bill 5.
And how many soups are there in Ohio?
611.
And how many would you say really stood up for this?
Well, I think a couple of them testified.
Two, maybe?
And something like that. They came out of, more Republican stronghold parts of the state of Ohio. Perhaps the districts where Boehner represents them. But they stood up and they, and the point
two out
is,
of 600.
Two out of 600. The point is, the other 600 feel the same way that those two.
Did they write a public letter supporting the two that were testifying?
Generally, no.
Have they?
But they did give these answers in a survey.
An anonymous survey, right, where they could hide. I mean, this is the problem.
Look, I agree, Rick. And the thing in Ohio is a lot of this stuff is in law. I mean, last in, first out is in state law. Single salary schedules is in state law. Even the number of sick days, they have to give 15 sick days.
You guys have been, Fordham has been writing about this in Ohio for years and years.
Right.
In that time, as you guys have brought these things to attention, you did your analysis of the huge problems with pensions in Ohio. How frequently have the superintendents or the Superintendent Association really stood up, strongly endorsed this, and gone to Columbus to support these changes?
I don't like your glasses half empty attitude here. The point is, what we are finally seeing is the superintendents are starting to show some courage.
Which will last exactly as long as the greatest economic downturn in 75 years.
Yeah, well, let's take advantage of it. That's fine. We're not saying this is, hey, this is a survey that we're saying, we love superintendents, they're great. We're saying, hey, superintendents are saying to us, they need this flexibility to run their organizations
better. I'd like to see more than two say it in public, and I'll start to have more confidence.
All right. Well said. Well played. Whew, that was heated.